Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Wimberly, W-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-Y, first name Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, the date of birth, January 4, 1986, date of evaluation, January 22, 2023, referring service, disability, and social service. The chief complaint, correction, identifying inflammation. The patient presented a California identification card, D-709-9330, which correctly identified the claimant. The chief complaint, 38-year-old male seen for disability evaluation. The HVI, the patient, as noted, is a 38-year-old male who reports difficulty breathing approximately 1 year earlier, period. He had further reported chest heaviness, period. He had been admitted to the Sutter system on March 8, 2023, and presented with findings of acute on chronic congestive heart failure, period. He was noted to have worsening left ventricle ejection fraction, in that echo in 2022 revealed ejection fraction of 40-45%, semicolon, while the echo on that admission revealed left ventricle ejection fraction of 25%, period. He was diuresed and subsequently discharged, period. Discharge diagnosis included 1, acute hypoxemic respiratory failure, next number, acute on chronic heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, next number, new onset atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response, next number, acute on chronic kidney injury stage 3, next number, elevated LFTs, next number, methamphetamine use, period. The patient currently reports that he is doing well, period. He has ongoing shortness of breath, period. He states that he has not used amphetamines since his most recent admission, period. The past medical history, as noted, includes that of congestive heart failure, hypertension, next number, atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response. The past surgical history, he is status post motor vehicle accident with resultant ankle injury. Medications, carvedilol 25 milligrams 1 BID, Bumex 2 milligrams 1 daily, amiodarone 200 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Allergies, none on drug allergies, family history, mother had breast cancer, My brother died of myocardial infarction. The social history patient notes cigarette use. He has history of substance abuse. The review of systems, constitutional, he reports fatigue, weakness, weight gain, throat, he has sore throat, respiratory, he reports wheezing, genitourinary, he has frequency of urination, psychiatric, he has depression. Remained of the review of systems is unremarkable. The impression, this is a 38-year-old male with history of cardiomyopathy and chronic systolic heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, period. Patient reports ongoing dyspnea on exertion, fatigue, and shortness of breath after walking approximately 5 minutes, period. These symptoms almost certainly are related to his underlying cardiomyopathy. Of note, on physical examination, his blood pressure is 166/85, pulse 86, respiratory rate 24, height 71 inches, weight 242 pounds. In general, he appears tachypneic and in mild distress. The HEENT head is atraumatic, nomocephalic, pupil equal round, reactive to light and accommodation, sclera is clear, extraocular muscles are intact, vision, both eyes 20/20, right 20/25-1, left 20/25-1. The cardiovascular, irregular rhythm with normal S1 and S2, period. Extremities reveal no pitting edema. The medical source statement, this 38-year-old male has severe left ventricular dysfunction triggered by amphetamine use, period. He is currently unable to perform tasks requiring significant lifting, pushing, or bending. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson. Thank you.